Unit 10, Test 1.
Section 1.
Number 1, bad.
Number 2, sit.
Number 3, pen.
Number 4, dad.
Number 5, him.
Number 6, lad.
Number 7, miss.
Number 8, head.
Number 9, pat.
Number 10, rid. Section 2.
Here's a nice sofa.
Yes, it is, but it's expensive, too. It's $489.95. That's almost $500.
I know, but I guess good furniture is expensive.
Yes, but that's too much.
Do you like this one? It's on sale. It's only $199.95.
No, not very much.
I don't either. Oh, Tom, how do you like this chair?
How much is it?
Never mind the price. How do you like it?
Yes, it's soft and comfortable. How much is it?
$69.50.
That's a bargain. Let's take it.
Number 11. The young couple were buying some furniture.
Number 12. The woman said that furniture was always quite expensive.
Number 13. The man seemed to care a lot about prices.
Number 14. They bought a sofa at last.
Number 15. The man seemed to be quite satisfied with both the furniture he bought and the price he paid for it. Here's a nice sofa.
Yes, it is, but it's expensive, too. It's $489.95. That's almost $500.
I know, but I guess good furniture is expensive.
Yes, but that's too much.
Do you like this one? It's on sale. It's only $199.95.
No, not very much.
I don't either. Oh, Tom, how do you like this chair?
How much is it?
Never mind the price. How do you like it?
Yes, it's soft and comfortable. How much is it?
$69.50.
That's a bargain. Let's take it. Test 2, Section 1. What's wrong with Mr. Clark? Mr. Clark worked in an office, and he did a lot of important and difficult work. But then he began to forget things, and this made his work very difficult. One day he said to himself, "I'm going to go and see Dr. Martin about this." He waited in the doctor's waiting room with the other patients, and then the nurse said to him, "You can go in and see Dr. Martin now." Mr. Clark hurried into Dr. Martin's office, and the doctor said, "Please sit down, Mr. Clark. What can I do for you?" "Oh, doctor," said Mr. Clark, "it's terrible. I can't remember anything for longer than half a minute, and it's making my work very difficult. What can I do? Can you help me?" The doctor said, "When did this start, Mr. Clark?" "When did this start?" Mr. Clark asked. What's wrong with Mr. Clark? Mr. Clark worked in an office, and he did a lot of important and difficult work. But then he began to forget things, and this made his work very difficult. One day he said to himself, "I'm going to go and see Dr. Martin about this." He waited in the doctor's waiting room with the other patients, and then the nurse said to him, "You can go in and see Dr. Martin now." Mr. Clark hurried into Dr. Martin's office, and the doctor said, "Please sit down, Mr. Clark. What can I do for you?" "Oh, doctor," said Mr. Clark, "it's terrible. I can't remember anything for longer than half a minute, and it's making my work very difficult. What can I do? Can you help me?" The doctor said, "When did this start, Mr. Clark?" "When did this start?" Mr. Clark asked. Questions. Number 26. What seems to be Mr. Clark's problem?
Number 27. What did he decide to do about his trouble?
Number 28. What did he have to do before he could see the doctor?
Number 29. How long could Mr. Clark remember things?
Number 30. What question did the doctor ask Mr. Clark?
Number 31. What did Mr. Clark's answer mean?
Number 32. Which of the following best expresses the main idea of the story? Section 2.
Man of the earliest times would, this story goes, eat the heart of animals he killed. He would eat the heart of a lion to get the lion's courage. Impossible, you may say. Well, listen to this from the world of science. Dr. Georges Ungar of Baylor University in Houston says that learned information can be passed to other animals from the ones who did the learning. Dr. Ungar trained rats to like lighted boxes better than dark boxes. How did he do this to rats that usually like the dark? He shocked any rat which went into dark areas. After 5 to 8 days, the rats learned that a more peaceful life could be lived in lighted boxes. They learned to love the light. Then he killed the rats. He injected part of their trained brains into 638 mice. These had shown they liked the dark. He put parts of the brains of untrained rats into 132 other mice. These mice also liked the dark. Result? Animals that got the trained brains spent 63 seconds in the dark. Animals that got the untrained brain spent 118 seconds in the dark. The numbers are very important. Normally, only one mouse out of 5,000 would choose the light by chance. Maybe eating the heart of a lion might not be a bad idea. Man of the earliest times would, this story goes, eat the heart of animals he killed. He would eat the heart of a lion to get the lion's courage. Impossible, you may say. Well, listen to this from the world of science. Dr. Georges Ungar of Baylor University in Houston says that learned information can be passed to other animals from the ones who did the learning. Dr. Ungar trained rats to like lighted boxes better than dark boxes. How did he do this to rats that usually like the dark? He shocked any rat which went into dark areas. After 5 to 8 days, the rats learned that a more peaceful life could be lived in lighted boxes. They learned to love the light. Then he killed the rats. He injected part of their trained brains into 638 mice. These had shown they liked the dark. He put parts of the brains of untrained rats into 132 other mice. These mice also liked the dark. Result? Animals that got the trained brains spent 63 seconds in the dark. Animals that got the untrained brain spent 118 seconds in the dark. The numbers are very important. Normally, only one mouse out of 5,000 would choose the light by chance. Maybe eating the heart of a lion might not be a bad idea.